Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to episode 109 of Trusty Hogs, the podcast. You finish the sentence.
Do you want me to do this?
I think that's for the best.
Hello and welcome to episode 109 of Trusty Hogs.
Said that.
Where usually we talk about our lives, but Catherine's had a, you gonna say a week or a day or 5 days?
I'll talk about my life, but I can't say it's perfect.
Catherine's fucked it. I'm doing fine. Welcome to Trusty Hogs.
Are you well this week?
Oh, with the guest Nish Kumar, but first.
Oh my God, famous Nish
first,
Kumar.
First, Catherine.
I'm so glad he's coming in.
Me too.
Hi.
Just tell me everything. You've got it written all over your face that you've been through a wall of poo and you're not out the other side yet. You're covered in sludge.
I don't even know where to start.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah. And they will solve them, or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
I'm moving house and it has begun. And
which so, we've been discussing for 4 months.
Yeah, I know, but it actually happened this week proper. And
finally.
Ellen has been doing up 4 rooms, which is amazing and unbelievable. But like she's done like a home renovation. She learned to plaster. Em taught her how to tile. She has taken off skirting boards and put them back. She's like primed every step.
God, lesbians she's, really can do it
it's
all.
It's unreal, but... She's amazing, but I have been moving an apartment's worth of stuff into a room amidst this, and I don't know if I mentioned
a
but I have
a two-bed apartment's worth full of stuff into it. Okay, carry on.
Yep, and that would have been stressful. My brother came to visit in between.
Can you try blinking? Because it's making me really nervous.
My brother came to visit in between, which was so good, but I should have seen that the timing was going to be bad. We took him as a surprise, by the way, to Les Mis. Oh my God, Luke Kempner is a revelation.
Oh my God, yes.
A
please.
Revelation as master yes, of the house.
Please.
We must get him in on the podcast. He was so good.
We should.
And also Ellen knows the person playing Amina playing Eponine. So my brother was like, this is so cool. We're meeting all the famous. It was so great. That was amazing. I actually really enjoyed that musical.
Because it's incredible.
And you get to sit down the whole time, which is so nice.
Me and Andrew just sang One Day More last week together. We did all the parts.
I need to do 2 shout outs. The first is I said to Emma Black, oh, how would I fix this Chesterfield couch? And she sent leather samples to my house for me to compare the colours.
God, Emma Black.
She's sewing a new pattern for the cushions.
Emma Black.
She's unreal. She sent me the most thorough messages I've ever seen. No fucking voice notes. Like this chaotic queen. She's just like, here's the information you need to know. Let me know when it suits you. She is everything.
So did you just think, I'm just going to message Emma Black and just see what
casually
she can do
just
for
see
me.
Like, oh, do you know where I'd take this? She was like, you have the following 14 options and I will research them. Sending leather samples to your house now. I'll pick them up for you on this day. I was like, marry me.
We love Emma Black so much. Exquisite. On this podcast.
Only outdone by one M, producer M. Oh my God. M I was like, hey, this is mad, but like, do you know anything about gardening? Could you help me garden? Em helped me garden. Then Em
after came, the tiling, Em, you did gardening?
Wait, no, the tiling is later. She gardened first. Then she painted the ceiling of my living room. Then she painted my living room. Then she fixed the doors in my bathroom. Then she did the taught Ellen how to tile. Then when I was like, I don't know what else to do, she made soup in the kitchen for us all. She's...
Stop.
She was like, honestly, the most amazing supportive friend I've ever had in this situation. It was like just so practical. I don't know how to do anything. I want everything done immediately. I need it done now. But between Ellen, Emma Black and Em, like truly lesbians efficient women can do anything. So that was great. Now,
What were you doing? I feel like you outsource. And
you
no one's
like
saying
Ellen.
You can't give jobs to people. So Emma's doing your furniture reupholstery. Emma's doing your food, nutrition, painting, tiling, and like what was the other one as well? Door fixing, so carpentry.
Ellen's
doing renovation
house.
And plastering. So did you
I'm
hire people to carry things down the okay, crashing your
I'm
car.
I'm crashing my car, so I'm so stressed by all
You're
this.
The problem, it's
wait
you.
Wait for this. I reverse into a parked car on my new road. Of course I do. I'm in a rush. I'm not looking. I reverse into this parked car. I leave a note, obviously, because I'm not a cunt. So I leave a note in a plastic...
I'm not a cunt. I reversed into their car. I'm not a bad
it
person.
It was a mistake. It was all my fault. I know it was my fault. By the way, called my dad when I crashed the car, obviously, because I'm a 35-year-old grown-ass
yeah,
woman.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
Call my dad, and it's like he was waiting for me to crash the car. The man was ready to go in a way that felt so rude. It
didn't
was like,
even ring. Just oh. like, what's happened? Is it drivable?
Genuinely, it was like my brother said, obviously, like my brother was like, yeah, look, I presume he just found out his daughter was getting a driving license and then relearned all the theory from the car test. Honestly, I rang and I was like, Dad, I've reversed into a crashed car. He goes like this. He was like, right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get out of the car. You're going to take photos. You're going to take videos. You're going to send them to Ellen so you have a timestamp. You have to leave a note. It's an urban area. It's London. They have CCTV. I was like, I was going to leave a note, Dad. He was like, it's not a rural area. You won't get away with driving off. I was like, Dad, I wasn't going to drive. He was like, you're going to have to leave.
Wait, so the rule is if you're in a rural area,
no,
fuck them.
No.
Like, go, like your dad's rule is if you're in the countryside, they can go fuck themselves. If you're in an urban area, they will get you on CCTV.
Apparently.
We're not here to be good, we're here to cover our own backs.
The priest said this, yes.
So my ethical.
My dad's like, leave a note. I was like, so I left a note. It was lashing rain, this is a storm. So I left a note in a plastic parcel. I was waiting for this person to call me, waiting for that.
You laminated your note.
My dad's like, call your insurance company, tell that you'll be calling, blah, blah, blah. I laminated my note, obviously. I leave my note on the car. I'm waiting every day for this person to call me. The day one, they don't call. Day two, they don't call. This is living in my body, the stress. Obviously, the body keeps the score. Day three, they don't call me. Day four, they don't call me. Day
You're
five,
not blinking
I see.
Again.
Day five, I see this fabulous woman get out of her house and go across into her car. And she has like a full French twist, full lipstick. She looks amazing.
Stop.
She's like 70. I go over to her and I'm like, she doesn't see the notes. She gets into her car, so I have to knock on her window and be like, hey, that was me. I'm so sorry. She shakes my hand and is like, so many people crash into my car on this road and no one tells me. Thank you so much. I'm blah. She has a fabulous name, but I won't give it away on the podcast.
Zsa Gabor.
Honestly, close. Honestly,
Magda
close.
Gabor.
Genuinely close.
What's the other one?
It's so amazing.
Magda Zsa.
It's in the Zsa
the third
Ray
Gabor
realm,
sister.
Right? So I was like, I crashed into your car. She was like, okay, listen, thank you so much for telling me. Shakes my hand. I live in that house. So nice to see you. Here's the thing. People crash into my car. They never tell me. I have this guy who fixes it around the corner real cheap. We'll walk there together on Friday. Free Friday. I can't do 11. I do have a food shop coming. I won't walk around to the supermarket anymore. Anyway, hon, I'll give you a call, but listen, I've got to go to water
Where
aerobics.
Where have you moved to, Kensington?
I've got to go to water aerobics.
She must.
She must. She's off. I was like, that was heaven. So we're going to the place tomorrow together. The garage. And then, so that's like, I'm moving. Then my movers arrive, see all my stuff, and are like, oh no, we can't do this. They bail.
Yes, yeah, so you mentioned this. What did they don't
He'd
want to
come
move?
And look at it, but then he was like, oh no, that's too delicate. There's too much stuff that's glass and delicate. We don't.
Do you mean your glass drinks cabinet?
No, like my table, my dressing table and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, it's a lovely dressing table.
So they're like, we won't take that. So they bail halfway through. So then I have to call and pay through the nose, obviously, because I was like, can you come 15
no.
minutes ago? Those guys come, they're like, we haven't quite to do enough. I spent So much money, I can't even think about it. And if you add in crashing into the car, real expensive week.
No, go on, tell me.
Wait for it. So then, oh God.
Oh no, it's
going
bad.
So inclusive of that, like, let's just assume the car, I don't know, definitely like over a grand that I wasn't spending on. Yeah, like truly the most expensive day of my life. And then I get to the house with all my stuff. I'm moving it in. Obviously, I have too much stuff. Obviously, I'm downsizing as I go. Obviously, it's hell. In the midst of all that, I'm like, there's a weird smell. I think there's a weird smell. And they're like, it's an old house. I was like,
was it your body?
Honest to God. So
like
obviously,
when you get stressed,
obviously I checked that.
Like,
I know.
You
so
don't
I'm
even
like,
notice that you're farting.
I'm sniffing. Yeah. I'm checking. And they're like,
have
it's
I leaked?
Just, they're
have
like,
I leaked?
They're like, it's yeah. not you. They're like, it's a damp press downstairs. I was like, is it the damp? I clean out the damp cupboard. Charlie Clive cleans out the damp cupboard. Why am I lying?
Yeah, because you're busy.
Charlie Clive. Unpacking, yes. <yet. laughs> Charlie Clive clears out the cupboard.
Oh, there's a weird smell. Does one of the girls who works for me, would you mind getting on your hands and feet and scraping the mould out? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sorry, I've got things to do. She's going water aerobics. Sorry, guys, I've got Pilates. It's for my mental health. For my mental health.
I get her name. I wish I was with her at water aerobics. So then, wait, I haven't slept in so many days, wait. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's gas. And everyone's like, I don't think it's gas. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's gas. I call the emergency place because I'm like, obviously it's fucking gas. They come and they're like, that is not a small gas leak. That's a huge gas leak.
Stop.
We'll be here for the next 48 hours drilling up the path outside your house. Stop. And coming in and out of the house. I swear to God, I don't think I've peed or eaten something in the last 48 hours without a man knocking on my door being like, sorry, love, can I just ask you? Because I was like, ah! So then...
wait,
also,
so the gas leak is outside the front door?
It was leaking into the house, yeah. So they've stopped that now, which is always a relief. And then I'm like, okay, cool, the gas leak's sorted. And then I plug in the television and I have to move an armchair to do that. And
did you do that yourself?
Wait for it, yes. So Em, when we were painting, had been like, I think there's a bit of water under your radiator. And I was like, la, 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 I can't engage with that right now. By the way, I was painting too. I wasn't just watching.
Yeah, yeah, no, obviously, yeah.
Fuck you, Em. I was painting, wasn't I? Fuck you, Em. And then...
Em's nodding, but in a really panicked yes master way.
And then... thank you so much. And then I pull the sofa out and obviously it's the water has become a problem. So the radiator is leaking. So, you know, big week and I am...
Okay, a radiator leaks easy. That's just a wrench, right? Just
no,
a tight...
No.
No?
No, 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 no.
Oh, is the pipe burst?
No, it's usually that if it's an old radiator, it's worn the pieces have worn down enough that you got holes that are causing leaks usually. No, I know how to tighten a fucking bolt, but yeah, because I learned from him. So I'm well, I'm fine. How are you, babe?
Do you want to? I feel like you've still got more to process.
I honestly have so much to say, but I'm so tired.
I understand that.
But I know you don't think I've been doing anything, but
no,
I have.
No, I think you've been very busy. Have you?
Fuck you.
Is old flat
fuck
gone?
You.
Is it wrapped up?
I have finally relinquished old flat.
Oh, so good.
I sanded and painted and all, touched up all those bits, blah, blah, blah.
Full
blah,
deposit
blah. Woke up in the middle of the night being like, I forgot two holes. I know I forgot two holes over the door. I hope they don't find them, but they probably will. I won't get my deposit back for ages because, you know, these things take time.
Okay, so you've moved. This is the thing. You're out of old flat. That's one massive thing. I just think we just quickly check
my
with Andrew.
My arms are sore.
Okay. Oh, are they? Must be all the painting of the ceilings and the fixings
of doors.
I painted,
you motherfucker.
No, I understand.
And
I understand.
I cleaned every single cupboard in that kitchen. Obviously,
well, you don't
because
think
I have
you did,
to clean
Charlie
the top.
Did the
no,
one
I
that
did
was
the
moldy.
Kitchen.
But the kitchen.
I cleaned
yeah.
the kitchen top to bottom. I defrosted the freezer.
I know, absolutely. You're like a go-getter. Andrew. I'm so, this is not what you need right now, but I feel like we can, you know, yes, you've had a very stressful time, but the celebratory thing is look at how many people who are willing to work for you. And do you feel happy that you're now settled in the new house with the gas leak?
It's the gas leak sorted. Okay. It's the radiators that are still leaking.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this much. I love the three women I've moved in with because they
yes.
let me cry. They brought me coffee.
Oh my God.
Charlie Clive brought me this dress this morning from her
oh
saloon
my God, that's
wardrobe.
Such a beautiful dress.
And they're so nice. To
Question.
Me.
What's a saloon wardrobe?
Oh, Charlie Clive is taking over Ellen Robertson's old bedroom and turning it into a walk-in wardrobe that has a saloon theme. It's cowboy themed. It's so fucking cool.
This is like the dream house. You know, I've never been inside it. I've only been outside.
I can't wait for you to come in. If you come in a week, it's going to look... It looks already fucking amazing, but it's going to look insane.
At what point can I come and not have a job?
Oh, in a week.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. I don't want to come and do manual labor.
Sweet angel. Like, honestly, we're not made for it. We're not made for it. My everything hurts. How do people do these jobs? If you have a builder in and you're thinking he's charging it, he's not. Ellen is working, so it's such hard work.
Yeah.
It's not. They deserve every penny and they're amazing. And I only feel like myself when I have my nails painted.
Have we set back feminism so intensely within the last 16 minutes?
I've been doing my job while I've been doing all this as well.
No, 100%.
I fuck you, man.
No, hey now. Let's not lash out at little Helen. We're all having a lovely time.
Helen, you cry when I don't feel sorry enough for you because you've had your period and had to make chalky porridge.
That's
a
lot for Helen.
I'm just saying, maybe like I'm fine.
But I'm doing it all alone. I'm not getting M to come round my flat in the morning to make me chalky porridge because my period hurts.
I'm not hiring two different moving companies
to move my special dressing table.
How am I getting it out of the apartment otherwise? Tell me how.
I don't know. Get five more lesbian friends over. Like, apparently they can do it all.
I'll tell you what.
Send out the bat signal.
You're missing a trick because I'll bet you Em would make the most amazing.
Jess, what's the cue? Jem Brister. Get the girls around.
Jess would have been golden for this. Oh my God, she would have been amazing. Let's get her on the pod.
Yes, please.
And Jen, God, that'd be lovely. Last shout out goes to Sam North, who's a listener of our podcast.
Hello, Sam.
Sam had a week off work and he knew that the night we were painting my living room with Em.
Yeah.
He met Ellen in the street and I think something about her face said, my girlfriend's a nightmare. Anyway, he brought us a lasagna. He just came over with cider and lasagna to our house.
Do you know him?
Gay people are the fucking best. Yeah, he's Ellen's efficient gay man.
Okay, that makes way more sense. I was like, do you mean that you just met someone and they brought you food to your house?
I'm giving out my address.
And you were just absolutely fine with that. Like, could you imagine?
I see men walking past and I think, gay, could you make me a lasagna?
Just to be clear, if you're listening to this and you are a fan of this podcast, thank you so much. Please keep supporting us. Do not show up to our house with food. Do not do that. That is genuinely frightening. That is frightening. You need to give more context to these stories. No, I mean, everyone wants a fabulous gay to shop to their house with a lasagna, but you have boundaries and they should be there for good reason.
I don't like change.
No, okay.
I don't like change.
Do you want to put that down?
Or unusual systems, okay. Or new places, or okay. Imperfection.
Yeah.
And everything's in everywhere. But
it is now just a leaky radiator.
It's so beautiful. Hasn't she done such a good job? The bathroom's the nicest bathroom I've ever seen.
Ever?
Ever. It's amazing.
Okay, I'm coming over.
You should come
week.
Over for a bath, actually. Our bath is huge.
Will you draw it for me and sit and talk to me while I'm
in it? I'd love to, genuinely. I'd actually love to.
We could do that thing that me and Francis do.
Tell you what, that'll get the lesbians over. Helen Bauer's putting on a show in the bath. Good luck. The house would be jammed.
Helen Bauer's going to be rubbing herself stupid in the tub, having a little roll around. Do you want to come watch?
And then make the money back for the second set of moves.
Yes. I can do my favourite bath move, which is when you put your head under, but you're on your front, so you're like on all fours in the bath, and then you like go down like a cat, and then you just have your bum cheeks poking out of the bubbles. It is the most adorable thing of all time. So like all you can see when you look at the bath is little butt cheeks. Come on, not little, quite big on me, and then just surrounded by bubbles.
Big on you.
Yeah, they're big on me.
I bought too big a size
of butt cheek.
As much as I do appreciate that, is adorable.
Yes. Yeah, it's so cute.
Who is your audience?
Francis.
Francis,
Emma Black, Sunil doesn't like him. I have to lock the door.
I just wanted to take this platform to apologise to my partner for being a dog shit person, and to Em for taking advantage of her friendship, and to Emma Black for not replying to every message, and to
you be nice to my Emma Black,
and to my mother, who I always was like, oh my God, it's not gas, but thank God she made me superstitious paranoid about it because good God. And thank you to Serena and Charlie for being so nice.
And I'd like to thank all of those women for picking up the slack that I can't do because I went to Germany.
Were you in Germany?
I had a lovely time. See, no idea. Absolutely no idea.
Oh, my God.
I was in Germany. I've been touring. I did 5 different cities last week.
Oh, that doesn't sound as bad as mine. Do you want to see the picture of the... do you want to see the picture?
I was in Leicester, Nottingham, Bristol, Reading, Berlin. But no, yeah.
Bookshelves.
Okay, that's lovely, Catherine. Okay, Germany was a wunderschön.
If I stop talking or moving, I fall asleep. So you have to keep talking.
Okay, so Germany was really nice. I did a show. I did lots of tour shows last week, which was very long, but I met lots of lovely people. Okay, already listed them, but I'll do it again.
Okay.
Nottingham, Leicester, Bristol.
Nice.
Reading.
Those are nice places, nice.
Berlin.
Yeah.
Like 5 on the trot. Just
I want
fucking
to go to
boom,
Berlin
boom,
to
boom,
do
boom.
Some gigs. I think maybe we could go do a double sometime.
We should do that.
That'd be sick.
That'd be really nice.
I'd be like that. That'd be heaven.
And then...
Or Trusty Hogs.
Or Trusty Hogs, yeah. Yeah, we could do a Trusty Hogs live in Germany.
But I would love to go to do some gigs in Germany. Okay, so what you eat? Anything delicious?
I had a kebab.
Yum.
It's so good!
Did you go to the Christmas markets? Are they up yet?
They are up. I walked past some. Weirdly, I went to Potsdamer Platz, which is like a really weird place to go because it's like just tourists, right?
Oh,
but
I've
I was
been
like,
there.
I left my friend Carmen's place, which is like, I want to say, it's in like Kreuzberg area. And I was like, I'm just going to go for a walk in the morning because I did my show on the Saturday night, which was great. Thank you so much to everyone who came.
Dankeschön.
Also, thank you for your messages the next day.
Cute.
I am aware that there were 2 audience members who were incredibly tricky, but thank you for being very nice and saying I dealt with them very well. One was German, one was English, but they were just, it was just, they know who they are.
Both
they've apologized over message as well. So like, I think they listened to this podcast. I think so. I think they were drunk. But just as a reminder to everyone, this happens very rarely. Just wait, if you come and see me and Catherine do stand up, if you want to chat, we can chat. At the end, we'll always come out. We've got
to
leave the venue at some point.
In the middle of the
just
show.
Like really joiny-inny. And it was, and they weren't being mean. So it was like you couldn't slam them down. But it got to the point where I had to tell them to shut the fuck up like 3 times.
That's cute.
Because I was like having to cut the show as I was going because they were taking up so much time.
Can I say this though? I love you all so much. I love your enthusiasm. I really genuinely do.
And this is the very small minority of you guys.
Oh. But also like, how lucky we are that they get like messy and enthusiastic. But what I will say is, when y'all get drunk and you're honestly the Helens, when the Helens come and they do like Helen levels of wine. Yeah, we're saying the Helens of the gang. The Catherines honestly send far too long messages. So I'll concede that, right? But at least they're useful. The Helens, may I say, occasionally shout out during shows and, if I may, can be a little handsy. But I love you. Please support our Patreon.
just remember that I cannot. No, we have to keep this in.
Keep it real.
I think we've got to keep it real. And also just to let people know, like, we massively appreciate your support. But obviously it's tricky sometimes at shows because like we do want to talk to you, but we can't do it when we're on stage because there's people who have bought tickets who don't have the context of the podcast. So it can be like, it can
I would
be
say we're
tricky.
Fundamentally different on this score because actually I'd much rather talk to you during the show.
Really?
And don't really want to touch hands after.
Okay, so if you come and see either of us, talk during Catherine's show, during mine, Helen's doing her best to focus, let her focus, and then I will have a drink at the end at the bar.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Right?
That's so interesting. By the way, speaking of people who are amazing support, at the Bedford and Malham, first of all, thank you so much for selling out our live show. That was so much fun.
Wasn't it so fun.
And secondly, we got brought an insane amount of gifts that I just can't get over. Did you see all the cross stitch we got?
Yeah, are you fucking kidding?
And we got Swedish Prissy Pigs.
Yes.
And we got...
I mean, they're literally over there right now.
We got Christmas gifts from Sadie.
Oh, Sadie.
And it's just everyone... So listen, you're amazing.
I've also got a stack of gifts there from German Hogs, but we will let's do this all in the extras, and I will tell you about my Sunday and Monday in Berlin because I did 2 amazing days.
Wait, you went to Potts?
No, but I went on like this massive walk, and I also did like the best chill day of all time. But I'll tell you in the extras because we need to bring on our guest.
Okay,
Kathwyn, you're
okay. I love
okay.
our guest.
You've got this.
I love our guest so much,
and I'm gonna make you a coffee right now.
It's so funny. I feel like mainlining it, but it's not making any difference.
It's really not.
Really?
It's really not. I feel like
your mainlining and my mainlining are very different. So we're going to go do 10 lines of Coke and we'll see you in a minute with Nish Kumar.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to the plugging section. Do not skip! Do not skip it. On March 2nd next year, I will be doing my show one last time at the Earth in Hackney.
Pretty
it's
cool.
It's a massive venue. It's like 700 seaters. And when you go on the ticket link to buy a ticket, which you must, please, it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be doing a split bill with Olga Cox. So she'll be doing an hour. I'll be doing an hour. We're going to design some cocktails. It's going to be the ultimate night out. Please join us. Tickets are available now.
We are all coming to Leicester on the 10th of February. So you can see Every Single Hog as a solo stand-up. And you can also see Trusty Hogs live starting at 12:30 with Helen's show. Then I'm on at 2 o'clock at Duffy's. Then Catherine's at 3:30, so you can see us all back to back. Then there's a bit of a gap until Trusty Hogs live at 9:45. I'm also doing a work in progress at 8:30, but prioritise those first four because that'll be your big day out.
Yeah.
10th of February, Leicester Comedy Festival.
Hydrate on that day.
Yes, yeah.
Hello, it's Catherine. Also, please don't skip this. I know it's promo and it's boring, but here I am. I'm going on tour with a show called Again with Feelings. And my tour is going to be in London Soho Theatre for 2 weeks in March. And then I'm going to Brighton, Aldershot, Edinburgh, Glasgow, York, Newcastle, Norwich, Winchester, Cambridge, Oxford, Bath, Birmingham, Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, Sheffield, Exeter, Corsham, Bristol, Coventry, Guildford, Portsmouth, Swindon, Dublin, and again in London. In October, I'm doing a big date at Bloomsbury Theatre. My point is, I'm trying my best. I'm coming to lots of places. I'd love to see you there. I think the show's pretty damn good.
And shout out to all the Hampshire girlies. Please go see Catherine in Pompey and in Aldershot, as we call it, and support her. I want her to love Hampshire as much as I do.
And Winchester. Winchester's in Hampshire, isn't it?
I don't count it.
Why am I doing so many dates in Hampshire?
Because it's a gorgeous county.
Nish, are you ready to start?
Yeah, I'm ready to start.
I was just saying that your salt and pepper hair is so sexy, and Helen said it's our fault.
It's hanging out with female. I think male comics, you know that thing like aging like a president?
Yeah.
I think you guys, with love, thank you so much for being here, and please do talk directly into the mic.
Let you speak.
How do I say this? So I think, like, so a lot of you guys don't have kids and everyone always says, oh, I've gone grey because of the kids. I think it's hanging out with female comics. I think we're exhausting and tricky personalities, okay?
But I think it's so sexy. I start to trust a man once he goes grey.
Really?
Yeah. Because I guess it turns out it's because he has enough female friends, apparently.
Chloe Pets recently said to me that she thinks one of the things Ed Gamble and I have in common is that we have we have a very high tolerance for strange women. That was...
Did you meet her on the way here?
We'd done a... I can't remember when we'd done a gig together and we would... I was telling...
Or was it just a text?
Talking about my girlfriend and Chloe just interrupted me to say...
Savage.
I think one of the things that you and Ed have in common... It's a very high tolerance for strange women.
Welcome to Trusty Hog.
Look, I'm with you. I can't hang out with the UK female comics for too long because I start fucking lose my mind as well. The absolute state of all of us.
Can we also move away from... I think it's your... Maybe it's just your generation.
No.
To be fair, Sarah Pascoe's very reasonable. We're just the worst.
For sure there's drama with all of them.
I think they're quite reasonable gals.
What, so it was our group that came in and just fucked it up?
I think so. I think like... Ashling and Catherine and Sarah, they're like a good time. We're just like, we have 74 problems. Will you light my cigarette? Are you well? Are you doing this gig today? Can I sit on your lap? I already am. Is this consent? You must abide it.
Let's not if we're working out whether groups of female comedians or groups of male comedians have done more damage, let's not start that conversation.
No, let's start it. Right. Let's get the whiteboard out. Let's do a chart and figure it out.
It would be a whiteboard.
I think at this point in history, there are very few. It's like male comedians and then like heads of military that have done most that have done most damage.
But Nish, you did, none of you knew.
Yeah. Heads of military wise, it's terrible. I've been listening to a podcast about the dictator in El Salvador. What's his name now? He changed it halfway through. He changed it.
Do you know?
Not Saddam Hussein, but that's exciting. That's a new podcast out.
What, there's a new Saddam pod?
Yes.
Saddam pod just dropped.
Saddam Hussein part one, son of the alleyways. Saddam Hussein part two, enforcer, frontman, mafia godfather.
Please stop.
What podcast app are you on?
Oh, Real Dictators on the Noiser Network. It's very good.
It's all she listens to.
It's hosted by Paul McGann.
Paul McGann, as in
the Doctor Who. Yeah, he loves dictators now. It's like his thing.
And let me say this, her hot take on all of it is, oh, they've had a terrible time.
Oh, it's been bad in the world, Nish. Like, you think you know dictators, but they've done some awful things.
Nish, I know you think you're political, but Helen's actually recently found out about the news, and she's now got some pretty interesting opinions. Like, capitalism might be terrible.
I know my dad rung me for the first time last week to discuss the news with me.
How would we know?
Because he always just calls my dad, and he called me and he went, did you hear about David Cameron? And I was like, yes, I did. I felt like
because
such a
of
good
your recent
daughter.
Interest in the news.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I don't like the news, awful time, but I've just got really into it, like, just in general.
Yeah, I absolutely, absolutely love that Helen Bauer has recently got into the news. Yeah.
Have you heard of Macias Nguema?
I have
not. Listen, learn about him. He did awful things in El Salvador, as did the Spanish.
You don't have to shout, my love.
As did the Spanish.
It's a microphone.
what? So you're opening conversations at the moment by going, guys, has anyone read the news recently?
Every day.
Shit is crazy out
Every
there.
Day.
I went back to Hitler's bunker on Sunday just to see it.
You went back to Hitler's bunker?
I've been a couple of times. Because, like, no one knows where it is, but I do.
What do you mean? No one knows where it is?
No one, because it's not like a thing, because it's like, it's just a car park, right? And there's a tiny sign. Yeah. But, like, I know exactly where it is. So I was
But people do know. It's like, not a secret location that only you have access to.
I never thought we'd invite you on and I'd watch Helen steal your personality in front of you.
I love the fact that I recently went back to Hitler's bunker.
What's your favourite news era? I'm up to the mid-90s. But don't, like, just like, what do you think?
I'm not going to spoil the result of the 1997 election for you.
No, it's Tony Blair!
Woohoo!
It's Tony Blair, and then a couple of months later, Diana died, and that got him even more in favour because Alistair Campbell wrote the phrase, the people's princess,
yes.
And then everyone thought that he was reflecting the mourning of the country, particularly while the Queen was unpresent in Balmoral. That sort of laid a shift away from the royal family. Everyone else doesn't know, but I know these things now.
Everyone knows about Diana. That's the one thing we can all agree.
Yeah, but they don't know what actually happened.
So we all know. They send us the merch.
Wait, Nish, you're a news person. What do you think did actually happen with Diana on the 31st of August 1997?
I mean, I
Nish?
She did tragically pass away.
Yeah, but how?
Nish?
What do you mean?
Nish.
How did she die? She died in a car accident.
Yeah, but like...
Come on. Listen... If you talk to... I've actually been doing stand-up about this recently.
No!
But basically, for some reason, every South Asian woman over the age of 60 loves Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Like, they are obsessed with her.
God bless them.
And
under the age of 60. Have you ever spoken to Cindy V about her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess just everybody likes Diana. I also read a review of The Crown. I haven't watched any of The Crown because I, to be absolutely fair, have very little interest in...
propaganda.
And the history of the cousin fuckers. But, like...
it gets really good.
But the new series, apparently Diana's ghost is in it. And I was like, oh, hell yeah! I'm definitely watching the Diana's ghost series.
That's to, like, take some edibles, watch that series. Yeah. That's like, let's see the ghost. Okay, let's do this thing.
She dies in the first couple of episodes. Spoiler alert warning. She dies in the first couple of episodes. And
because
then...
she was having a Muslim baby and the Queen put a hit on her.
Got to stop.
Tell me she wasn't pregnant. tell me that's how deep the racism goes in the royal family. Tell
Helen,
me she wasn't.
Helen,
there were so many cameras on the tunnel that night, and they were all switched off within 20 minutes of the accident occurring. Coincidence?
I can't believe you've become a Diana Truther.
Become.
I was born a Diana Truther. I was in Paris that night on a family holiday.
What?
I was born for this.
Wait, you were in...
Yeah, family holiday.
How
in Paris. Six.
Right.
Yeah, and so, like, very involved in the incident.
So you were... So you... Do you feel some primal connection because you were in the same city as her?
Yes.
I think if you speak to any South Asian woman over 60, they would 100% agree with you.
We'd have a nice cry in a hole.
They wouldn't even... You could just... The stand-up that I do, which I think is pretty accurate, is you could literally just go, they killed her. No context. And then they'd go, I think it was Philip. Like, genuinely, like, that is the extent to which...
Yeah, because Philip had the most responsibility because he was the one that brought her in because of the stag. Oh, you don't know about the stag? It's kind of a thing. It's kind of a thing. You should do your research.
Of all of the things I thought we would kick this conversation off with, I don't think I thought it would be...
Oh, sorry, how are you?
That wasn't the kickoff. That was actually dictatorships in El Salvador.
Listen to that dictator podcast.
It's really good.
Which one? She listens to so many. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I need you to sit in closer to your microphone because otherwise,
yeah,
I
know.
Hear you.
I'm worried because I'm genuinely worried that I'm too loud. But I forgot what podcast I'm so sorry. I truly forgot who I was on a pod. I always sit back on it because I'm normally the loudest person by some degree.
Why are you looking at me? Look at her.
What?
You're looking at me like I'm the loud person.
Whispering
McFeenian. Oh my god, my new drag name. My mother's name. Hey, listen, what happened to your hand?
Here's what happened to my hand. I sat on it whilst playing a game of football.
Huh? On the subs bench?
No. First of all, let's deal with the assumption that I was on the subs bench.
Well, you said you were sat down.
I was.
The worst case scenario is, like, the best case scenario is you're on the subs bench. Worst is that you're sitting down during the match to have a rest.
I was in goal, and here's the thing. I'm very bad in goal, but everyone has to go in goal because there's not enough. Everyone has to rotate.
Also, presumably you're bad in all the...
I am, and this is not my words. These are the words of several people who I play football with.
If it opens it surprisingly.
Better than you would assume. Better than you would assume. But here's the problem. I had let a goal in because I was abusing my friend. Because I play with all comedians. And so the principal, like, football is like the secondary piece of information. The primary reason you're there is to slag people off for their specific career decisions. So I was shouting abuse at somebody and a ball just dropped in over my head. And so I think I was overcompensating.
So weird. You could just get rosé, you know?
I know. But it's like, it was Luke McQueen was like bearing down on guy. He was like running towards me and he went, it was like he was going to shoot to my right.
Amazing.
And then at the last minute he cut across the ball and it went across my body and I saved it with the bottom of my foot. I threw my entire body weight the other way and it was the greatest moment of my athletic career.
Amazing.
And then it immediately plummeted to the worst side because as I saved it with my foot I overbalanced and my full just left butt cheek collapsed my hand.
You crushed your hand.
I know
with your
the
own
left
ass.
One. Yeah.
I crushed my hand with my own ass. And then the worst thing about it was that I didn't know that I broke it because apparently if you break fingers and toes, this is my great public service announcement. If you think you've broken your finger or you think you've broken your toe, you've definitely broken your finger or your toe.
Whoa.
So then the next week I was shooting a TV show with Josh Widdicombe that I've been doing. And like, and
who?
There was Josh Widdicombe, he's one of the male comedians that I think escaped interacting with your generation of female comics.
He had Rosie Jones for a while.
I'm so sorry.
No, he'll get you in the end.
He's been hit with us. Yeah. But if you have kids, you don't have to hang out with us anymore.
Oh, yeah,
that's
the
rules. You're fine. You're having a nice time, Nish. Happy, Nish.
I feel like a dog that's about to be taken off a child.
You're okay.
It's so funny because I think of her more as like a dog who can't be around children or dogs.
I don't play well with others. But put me with a cat, we're having a great time. Actually, we're not. I'm allergic. Carry on.
Okay.
But anyway, when I was doing there was a medic on set and she said, you've broken your finger. So then I went to A&E on the Isle of Wight and the doctor tried to pull the finger out of its socket. And I refused pain medication because I thought I had a high pain threshold. Genuinely, I thought I had a high pain threshold because I hadn't noticed that I'd broken. I was like, let's do it. Let's get it done. Fainted.
Of course you did. That's
straight
down.
That's
Victorian bullshit.
I know. It was unbelievable.
Why would you not?
I don't know.
I wouldn't take it either.
Men are
pussy
crazy.
Stuff. It's pussy
it was
stuff.
So weird.
You want to prove that you can do it.
It was just, no, it was that weird thing where you go, well, it can't. have hurt that much if I haven't noticed that it was broken. But obviously...
To reset your hand.
It was deranged stuff.
Did you film it?
No.
Shame.
Yeah, it is a real shame. But also there was like, it was this weird thing. There was like a flash of light. And then I was like in a Mike Lee film. Like I was sat at a kitchen table with Brenda Blethyn.
Wait,
like
Abigail's Party.
Like Secrets and Lies. Like Amazing. It was so weird. And then I came back to, and like, I think this reveals how, like, at my core, I'm very, like, fundamentally quite arrogant person. Like really, like, in a way that you can't really learn from anything else. Because no. I basically, she was like, the doctor was shaking me, and I was like, can I help you? Like, she had inconvenienced me. Wow. It's astonishing stuff.
Wow. Yeah, it reveals a lot, doesn't it?
So then I had to have an operation on it because I had left it for too long. But now, amazingly, the cast that it's in is this very heavy-duty blue number, but it's actually because it's getting better, and so it's to force me to move it from the
nice.
Knuckle.
Okay,
otherwise,
nice.
It's move the joint, because otherwise you. I'll move the whole finger from the knuckle and I'll never stop.
Yeah, and that's your mic hand. You don't want to lose that.
I hold the mic with both hands.
Yeah, me too, actually. I don't know why I said that.
I'm all right.
You're all right.
All right. Yeah, all right. And I put my left on my hip usually.
Yeah, that's a Bohart start.
Yeah, but if you get scratchy and you want to scratch with this, like, you know, when you're sort of like...
How often are you getting scratchy on stage?
During an hour?
I've
like
seen
several
you scratch
times.
Your tummy on stage.
Oh, I always pat my stomach on stage. I'm self Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, I scratch my head. Like, I'm always itching something.
That was itching. We must be close to an interval.
You do go into under your bra stuff a lot. I always think she needs to wash that bra.
It's like, I do. How did you know?
There's a particular itch you do, and I think that's got
to
wash.
I like to push it to its very limits.
I know you do.
What do you mean? You'd like to push your bra to its very
just
limits?
Clothing
of
in general.
You wash it. Just the day beyond it should have been, maybe a week beyond it. You know, like, you know when it's stiff.
I do the same with hair.
You think, good God.
The only thing that I keep regularly that I'm very on top of is the washing of my underwear and socks.
So here's the tricky thing. At our place, we got a new washing machine because the old one broke.
Genuinely surprised. genuinely thought that I never washed my underpants.
That is better than I thought you would be.
We have to wait to have a full wash before we put a wash on.
Why?
Because it doesn't spin and drain if it's not heavy enough in the drum. It's just a weird thing.
I think your washing machine is broken, Helen.
It can't be.
I think Sunil is gaslighting you.
But Sunil found it out, but he refuses to do shared washes with me.
The fact that you live with Sunil Patel.
Isn't it crazy?
It's the most central casting sitcom double act. Like, it's almost like it's if somebody like was like, quickly, we need a flat share sitcom. The two of the first names I would conjure would be, well, Bauer and Sunil. Like,
that
surely.
Won't make any sense, yeah? What fun it'll be to watch them clash.
What's good is we always have a TV show at any one time that we can watch together, which bonds us.
What
right?
are you watching at the moment?
Let me guess. My God.
Ceausescu, The Crimes of the Romanian General.
Is that really a thing? Is it TV? Okay, no. Yeah. I would love to see that, yeah. No, we're currently obsessed with Banged Up. Have you seen it?
Oh my God.
Tom Rosenthal's on it.
Yeah, Tom Rosenthal and Johnny Mercer, the MP.
Yes!
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Is this where the people go into prison as like a social experiment?
It's my new favourite Channel 4 format and they do some really good ones. Okay. So it's a prison that was closed down in 2013 and they're like, let's reopen it, put convicts in there and get real prison guards and put in a couple of celebrities and just see what happens.
Right.
Do you know how overcapacity our prisons are? Like, it's a really, really incredibly serious problem.
And the fact that
we've got a prison and it's like, well, they can't stay there because we've got Tom Rosenthal, someone from EastEnders and Johnny Mercer.
It's so bad.
Oh,
it's
Shane Ritchie
so
going
bad.
In was my favourite. Where's Bianca? Where's Bianca? And he's like, all right, man, Dem. It's like, you can't.
Shane Ritchie walked in. Someone shouted, where's Bianca? And he said, all right, man, Dem.
Yeah.
My favourite is they put in a pop star, really young little pop star, very, very sweet. And he's sharing a room with this guy and he's like, I've never met a Muslim before.
Oh my God.
Like, what is happening? How is this TV right now? It is so weird.
But also, truly, the prison system is fucked.
Yeah,
already so their higher
fucked.
Priority.
And they
you've put in that Daily Mail writer, the one
Peter Hitchens,
and he's always like, oh, like they all deserve it because they're inherently evil, and all these liberal people think that they were just like misunderstood or the socioeconomic situations. It's like, yeah, there literally is a massive problem with prisons and socioeconomic situations. Of course there is, we all know that.
Peter Hitchens is like, on the right of the Daily Mail, to be clear.
He's insane, and he's gone in there and like literally he was given a job because they were like, we need to like do something with him. So he was like handing out sandwiches, and immediately someone was like, how do I know you haven't spat in this? Go and try it yourself. Try it. Fucking shove it in his face. Do it. Beat the shit out of him.
It is like, it is increasingly, when you watch old 30 Rock episodes, which I often do.
Me too.
When you see things like MILF Island and Are You Smarter Than a Dog, you're like, we are six months away. I think we're already there. I think there is a version of MILF Island.
I would watch that. How long can you hold the yogurt in your mouth running up all the stairs? And then you've got a cum shot at the
end. There's a MILF Island equivalent, which is that there's the dating show with the sons and the moms.
I think that's what it is. Because I remember when they launched it, some people started on Twitter were like, oh, this is real life MILF Island.
Wait, what's
America's
this?
Next Top Pirate, Are You Smarter Than a Dog, and MILF Island. These are all 30 Rock joke shows that I guess we're going to work.
But we were talking about, what's it called? Masked Singer is that shit. It's like, let's take famous singers and make them pretend that they don't know what they're doing in costume.
Are You Smarter Than a Dog?
It's good material. It's good material. I'm worried.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I was worried that you weren't laughing at the joke, but you had fully realised the concept.
Oh, oh, oh. 1, 2, 3. Oh! It'd be so good. Like humans learning how to stay and not eat.
Oh, yeah, I literally meant to be like,
wait, hold it.
That's me when we get, when people send in gifts here, it's usually food, and Helen has it open like with her mouth before we can even be like, hold, wait, share.
Wait, so the hog, what do you call your fans? The hogsters.
The hogs.
The hogs have sent in.
They send in pigs usually. They send in edible pigs. It's delicious.
Wait,
you've heard
edible
of them?
Pigs.
Percy
like,
pigs.
Oh, I thought you meant like bacon.
Just sausages. They just send in sausages.
Please do send us meat products, actually. No, we've never had that.
No, because sometimes we leave this office empty for 2 weeks.
Please do not post meat products to
the
hogs.
Actually, don't send meat to quote 30 Rock. I've got the meat. I just need a lift. Jenna's mum. Come on, that's good stuff.
She says it every week on this podcast. I wish it was new.
I have such a such a strong memory of running into Bohart outside the Bill Murray.
Yes.
And he was when we were on our way in. You were on your way to do.
I can't believe you're talking about this story because you're going to talk about it and I will have such different takes on this.
No, because my
I was doing a live hogs.
The main thing that I remember about is I texted you afterwards and said, how was the gig? And you said, Helen got her tit out after a minute.
That does not feel right.
What's wild is I'm like, oh, was that the same night? Because that could be a few. What I remember about that is being very annoyed at one of our listeners because people came to the Trusty Hogs Live, which was amazing.
That's what I was thinking you were
and we met outside the Bill Murray, and it was just after you'd left MASH.
Yeah.
And a man met us outside and was like,
oh yeah.
Was like, so the thing is, okay, can I, having supported you on tour and having like spent time in like on the streets of London with you, people are truly vile to you. Like, I actually like, and listen, I'm not nice to you, but these people are, they don't even know you. They haven't bought you a coffee or anything. And they're horrendous, Nish. So he, like, we'll be walking down the street, and if people recognize me, they're like, hey, your podcast, nice. If they recognize this, they're like, I need to tell you. And it's like, that's your opening gap? Wow. But this guy was like, why are you leaving? It just got good. The first few seasons were shit. And blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God.
And I had to be like, hey, man. I didn't have to be, but I did. Nish was being like, it's so funny that you think you're arrogant, because in those situations you're so nice, you're like, thank you so much for watching, really appreciate the support.
You,
it's so cool that you honestly, Nish is like, I totally understand. I was like, hey man,
yeah,
he's just trying to walk down the fucking street and people are all just go inside. If you're coming to the gig, go inside. I was so,
you were like a dog.
I was so angry.
I will say that you, for like for all the negatives of dealing with your group of female comedians,
thank you.
We also get a lot of positives out of it.
Thank you.
I would say the positives massively outweigh the negatives. Yeah. And one of the key positives is you do look after us like your sad children.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
I made Sunil dinner last night.
Exactly. There you go. There you go.
He's happy. Yeah. He's happy. We watched a couple of episodes of Banged Up. He has his curry. He's having a lovely time. Okay.
You made him a curry?
Thai green curry, yeah. Nice. With tofu.
Did he like it?
He just makes it, it's fine. Like, he isn't like, yeah. But, like, that's him enjoying it.
That's his most positive. The most positive he's like, capable of.
I don't not hate it.
Thank you.
Shut up. Fucking thank you, Ellen. Okay. Love you too. Love you. Whatever. Bye. Shut up. Fuck off. Go to my room.
I want them to marry, obviously.
Of course. We all want that to happen.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be the best ending?
Yeah. It would be the you two getting married.
It would be the end of Sunil. It would be.
He'd have given up on life at that point.
And I love him enough to not want him to go through that.
I want
he
that
deserves
for
you. More.
I love you enough to not marry you.
I love you enough to never lock you down with that. Because he lives in fear. He's got to lock himself in his room.
That's
like,
because you keep
hiding.
Going in when he asks you not to.
Just to say hello.
You told me it was to take leaves out of his room.
I went in once to take a leaf out of his room. And now he's got a whole bit of stand-up about, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, Who has a leaf under their bed? Who has a leaf under their bed?
Even I don't have leaves under my bed.
But why did you know that?
Because I saw it. Why were you under the bed? I wasn't under the bed. I was having a tantrum lying in the corridor flat. And I could see into his room, into his bed, because I was having a tantrum. Because I was having a tantrum. I'm allowed to have tantrums and lie down. I'm allowed to.
I don't understand why you were having a tantrum.
I don't know, something pissed me off probably. Something probably pissed me off.
Why did you
lie down? As if no one here ever lies down to have a tantrum. Hello?
So wait, you have a tantrum and you have to be like, I must be...
Flat. Well, you know, you're just sort of like, oh my god, the
so
news.
So you just lie on the lie flat.
Yeah.
And then you're stamping your feet and legs.
Yeah.
And then you see a leaf under there and you're like, get the leaf out.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're having a tantrum, we can wait, the leaf can
so
wait.
So I'm trying to get under his legs to get to the leaf and he's like blocking it.
So you're having a tantrum, he's just sat on his bed going, I guess this is Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you, what were you having, can you remember what you were having a tantrum about?
Could it have been anything.
Helen, like,
I honestly, I don't remember. This
oh
was months
my
ago.
God.
But like, it could
how
be
often
anything.
Do you have to have a lie down to deal with your tantrums?
Maybe monthly. Yeah, because there's just so much going on in the world.
I saw Ellen fight, like physically fight Sunil to try to get into his room to eat chocolate that he'd been sent. And then,
no, if this is the cookie again,
then,
I you know
then,
that 50% of that was technically mine.
It was.
You and I both know that. I can't believe he locked it into his room. He's got mice in there.
Then he was
fucking
like,
locking food
he has
in his
mice
room.
In there?
Yeah, he said to me yesterday, he got this pack of biscuits from his mum, so we didn't even pay for them. And I was like, can I have a biscuit? And he went, no, not until tea time. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then at tea time, he gave me one and then took the pack into his room. I was like, are you fucking joking me?
But on that same visit, he discovered that you'd eaten all of his magnums out of his freezer. And then you said...
Because he ate mine!
No.
You'll never see the other side. This might have been the tantrum. We have a lot of fights over ice cream in the freezer.
The thing is...
Because I believe in sharing and he doesn't...
It does feel like the film Misery, but I can't decide who is Kathy Bates and who is James Caan.
Either way, I'm the pig. I'm Misery.
Who's the pig?
Misery is the pig, the name of the pig in the film.
Is it?
Everyone refers to this film, but they have not seen it, okay? Yeah, the pig is called Misery.
You're the only person who thinks of Misery as being the film with the pig.
It's the pig film. It's like Babe. It's a prequel to Babe.
Oh my God.
He's fine. Whew. So you never tantrum lying down?
No, I never tantrum lying down.
You never tantrum. But how do you tantrum then?
Well, you've seen me do stand up. My career is one extended tantrum.
Do you ever have a tantrum when you like stub your toe?
Yeah, I think if. I think
no, he has a really high pain threshold, actually. Oh, yeah. Can he help you?
I wouldn't faint. That'd be mad.
Just straight out. That, I am technically horizontal, but not for the same reasons as you. I think if you interview my girlfriend...
Yeah.
We
she
have.
Would talk to you about my tantrums. I do. Occasionally
we'll get her
she's
back
like,
in.
Fucking hell! Like, she just hears that come from the living. What the fuck? And she used to do an impression of me when I lose my keys. And that I then just wholesale told on stage. But it was her impression of me when I can't find anything is, I can't find my keys. Where are my keys? My parents were right. That's the three stages. She's like, that's the three stages of your tantrum. She's like, I can see it in your eyes. How quickly it goes. Well, I can't find my keys. Where are my keys? My parents were right. Bang.
I would highly recommend getting on the floor by the time you get to the third section. I really would. Just give it a go next time. It is so... It's like childlike moment.
What, just to lie flat on the floor?
I'll send Sunil around if you want. He's very calming.
You went to say cathartic and then didn't back yourself.
I panicked. What does cathartic mean? It felt right.
It was completely correct.
No. So what is it? Is it like... It's like a nostalgia for a feeling.
Catharsis is like a sort of... It's like an emotional release. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so smart and I don't believe in me.
You're right.
Catharsis.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Nish, what are you up to?
Well, let me just say this. First of all, I'm having a great time.
We're having
also,
a lovely time with you.
Let's be honest.
You're the first male comedian to say that on this podcast. Oh, really? Yeah.
This is also...
They always look so tired at the end.
This is also going... better than the last time I did this podcast.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, because you fucking told all my secrets. Jesus. Do you remember we did a live
Trust
show?
The Hugs Live in Edinburgh.
Yeah, and I was like, la, 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 just talking about stuff. I'd said to Helen, backstage, I said, Helen, you are not to talk about. I didn't think I had to say it to Nish Kumar, grown man, mature man, sensible man.
I said, hey, Helen. He's a cheeky little boy.
Do not mention who I'm kissing. Or that I'm kissing on stage. I'm not getting into it. We're on stage approximately 30 seconds and Nish is like, yes, who I saw with the kissy, kissy, kissy in the middle of the bar last night. And I was like, shut the fuck up, man. It was you.
I think it's the first time I've seen you genuinely discomforted.
I was red from my belly button to forehead.
We could do it now if you want to. It is so much fun.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a virgin. That's my brand. But yeah, sorry about
your
that.
Your brand, do you think, is virgin?
I think no, but I do think I seem too uptight to have sex. So it's kind of the same thing.
I don't. Wow, you are so off your own brand.
Really?
Yeah. You are like definitely.
I seem like I scheduled
one
at
of
least,
the
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. Yeah, that's like me and Helen going, I think our brand is deadpan. I think our brand is like low key deadpan. Keeps everything pretty reserved. Keeps everything on the inside.
I like the audience to make their own jokes up, and I'll just give them facts. That's what I do. I go on and I go, "Who's your favorite dictator? Let's rip."
I've seen you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, but it goes dark really quickly. People do not like that crowd work. Where my warheads at? It's my favourite catchphrase. Where's my warheads at? But people just don't want to discuss it. And you know what? There, I said it. Part of it, I think, is because I've got German heritage. I think people get awkward. Okay?
You are so used to defending yourself.
I went on stage in Germany at the weekend. I went, who's a fan of war? And it was tense.
In Germany.
They haven't had war in ages.
I know, but...
It was a big one. It was a big one. It was a bit... No one's saying it wasn't a big one.
You need to stop now.
It was a while ago.
I'm going to say this now.
You were on stage. Where were you in Germany?
Berlin.
You were on stage in Berlin.
Did you come from Hitler's fucking basement?
No, I went there the next day.
Bunker, bunker.
Do you know what my favourite story about Hitler's grave is?
Oh, my God.
The bunker. Groucho Marx was in Berlin and he asked the driver to drive him to the bunker. And the driver was like, okay, fine. And they drove him to it. Groucho Marx got out of the car and with a completely somber face went onto Hitler's grave and danced the Charleston. Like on the bunker where he got
danced the
Charleston and then just got back in the car and apparently just looked like ashen face throughout but was dancing the Charleston because he wanted to dance on Hitler's grave.
Fucking hell.
That's incredible. It's incredible.
It's one of my favourite stories. I absolutely love the fact
that. That'll be Sunil when you die.
Amazing.
Ashen face, but still. A quick jive.
He would never dance the Charleston. He doesn't have the energy.
He will when you die, though. He'll have all that sugar rush from the ice cream he's finally able to eat.
It's also my art. You know what? I'm not doing it. If I bring an ice cream and he eats it, I'm allowed to eat his. He's got to learn how to share.
People do need to learn how to share. I think it's very important. Yes. You have to learn how to share.
And I'm growing still.
What do you mean you're growing?
I'm growing.
Have you had a growth spurt?
Yeah.
Imagine if the next time I see you, you're like 6'5" and you're like, I fucking told you.
I'm growing.
That's why she smokes so much, just to keep it up there.
You're balancing out your ice cream growth spurt with cigarettes.
I think it'd be really tricky to go through life any taller than 6'1", if I'm honest.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
She's pretty worried about, do you know Helen's conspiracy theory that old people don't live?
Tall women die younger. Because how many times have you seen a really old tall woman?
But isn't that because we all slightly shrink as we get older?
Not that much.
Not
like, have you ever seen a really old woman over 5'11"? Yeah, I think we get to 60 and gone.
What, exploding?
Yeah.
So your contention is that tall women spontaneously combust at 60.
And I don't want that for me. So I'm smoking.
And crouching. Like,
deliberately shrink yourself so you don't die. I have no way of either supporting or contradicting what you're saying. I don't
just
know the medical data.
That's what she does. She plays the counterfactual so that you always have to be like, I guess. And then you feel crazy.
Maybe you are. Maybe you're both mad.
I can't believe you're gaslighting us live on the podcast.
She's the Donald Trump of podcasts, for sure.
Hey. I have not got to him in the news yet. Don't tell me anything. Whoa.
As I'm concerned, he's the man from Home Alone 2.
And very good in it. Very good. No, I know he gets elected at some point, but how?
I think he fires
the president.
Like, you know,
him.
You know the catchphrases from the news, but you don't know the context. I know they'll grab him by the pussy, but like, why? You know what I mean? I only saw The Matrix for the first time this year, but I kind of knew it just like from like osmosis. There are news catchphrases.
What are the key catchphrases from the news?
Grab him by the pussy. She thinks
grab him.
What is it? Grab them. Grab him.
I think it's grab her.
Yeah.
But...
grab her by the pussy.
Donald Trump is not a huge fan of the gender neutral pronoun.
Yeah. there were three of us in that marriage, so it was a little crowded.
You actually sort of went a bit Diana. Slightly moved your head in the way that she does.
It's a little crowded. What are the other ones? Okay, so the Berlin Wall falling sounds.
That's the catchphrase, is it?
Like, ich bin ein Berliner.
That's a completely different
thing. But it's like, that's a catchphrase from the news.
That is a catchphrase from the news. That is absolutely a catchphrase from the news.
Oh, what other catchphrases are there? Now over to the weather.
That's what she says when I'm allowed to talk on the podcast.
It's 10 o'clock. This is BBC News. Horrible time in Hull today.
Is this what your news podcast is like?
It's exactly like this.
Do you need a guest?
I think I would definitely, I would happily watch an hour of you trying to improvise news, the catchphrases of the news. I would happily watch that.
There's a reshuffle in the Tory cabinet this afternoon.
Very good. That one's pretty common.
Yeah, it was amazing how quickly, though, we got to that. Now the weather. We basically got JFK, Diana, Donald Trump, and then we needed to go to the weather.
Well, what are your favourite news catchphrases?
I don't think I've ever thought of it in those terms.
No? The stakes are higher for Nish.
Okay, what's your favourite
one? Because you can say them, but if he says them, he's in the Daily Mail. Yeah. Leave him alone. Leave that man alone.
No, he's banged up at the moment. He can't write nothing. Oh, no, they pre-recorded it. It's not live. Never mind. Don't say anything.
But you're doing... Pod Save the UK.
Prince Andrew is visiting Snow. That's visiting his brother at Buckingham Palace. That one gets in the news.
Prince Andrew, yeah.
Nish tell us if he's going on tour or what's he's up to.
Sorry.
But no, please.
I like catchphrases.
I know, and we must. I don't know why every time I try to do the chat we planned, we'll discuss in advance. And then I sound like such a killjoy because I'm like...
What are the planning discussions? I would love to have an insight into the planning conversation.
We were meant to 20 minutes in, and we are now 47 minutes in.
That's not on me.
It goes quick. It really does go quick.
We were meant to say, hey, Nish, what kind of problem solver? What kind of advice giver are you?
What kind of advice giver? I guess, like, not a bad one. I'll give it a go. I'll give giving advice a go.
I think you're very philosophical when it comes to advice. You're generally much more like generous with the other side than I am.
You're like Karl Marx.
Wow, well, what a happy coinciding. that might definitely unplanned segue takes us to the premise of the podcast. Karl Marx. Where people ride in with their problems, believe it or not. And they're all dictators.
No. Do you guys refer to yourself as the Hogs as well? Because I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I do...
Do you think of us as the Hogs?
Yeah, I do think of you two as the Hogs.
I do as well, actually. I think we're all Hogs.
Yeah, we're not better than them.
Yeah.
We're the same.
The Hogs, you're all Hogs. We're all
you
hogs.
Can be a swine.
Yeah. I'm Misery the Pig.
Yeah. No, that is Helen. Would you help us solve a problem for a listener? Okay, just a little side note, because sometimes the tonal shift jars men.
Yeah.
And I do mean men.
Catherine, we've already done so many tonal shifts. No, I don't think anything's going to jar us.
Which is wild sometimes.
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll be screaming, as you've been here.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to the problem, but they are all beautiful, earnest, often young lesbians. And so the problems will be sincere. And so
right,
just
yeah,
to
yeah.
warn you in advance.
Fine.
Just to like disentangle yourself from Helen, take a breath, and you don't have to match her madness.
Listen, we've all seen the one show. We've all seen the ultimate tonal shift. Two of the key pieces of British television are there's one of the one show links where they go from, and that dog could really bark the national anthem. Cancer affects one in two of us. Like, that's how the one show works. It's a magazine show where the presenters have to literally flip from a dog who can do like a passable impression of the Prime Minister to a story about a child who's very, very ill.
Imagine if one of the presenters was barking with the dog and the other, and then they had an interaction that lasted 20 minutes that went, we've got to talk about cancer. Will you let me talk? Cancer time!
If you two hosted the one show, I'd watch every day.
Love to. Once I've completed the news, I'll know everything and we can do it.
The one show is, you don't need to know about the news.
No,
it's not. It's like a magazine show. But there's one of the key pieces of British television is when Mel Brooks was on it.
Yes.
And there's one, they do one of those links and you can just hear Mel Brooks go, this is the craziest show on television. Like Mel Brooks, a man who has been in show business for about 80 years. Thought that the one show was genuinely strange.
Andrew, can you write down Mel Brooks to try to get him on the pod?
Oh, Mel Brooks would fucking love this.
Okay, we're ready for the problem, Andrew.
He's a very old man. I think we'd kill him.
Well,
I have a choice of problems. A parental issue, a flat cest issue, or a workplace dispute.
What was the second one again, sorry?
A flat cest.
Flat cest.
As in flat incest. As in sleeping with a flatmate.
You said that like we just know.
Sorry, did you? I thought it was quite common.
I've never heard the phrase flat cest before.
So like you're sleeping with someone you live with.
Flat cest.
That might be a little bit close to home for you, Nish. So if you don't want to do flat cest.
I guess I am technically committing flat cest.
Yeah.
I mean, with my girlfriend. Yeah.
But do you want flat cest? Do you want a workplace problem? Or do you want...
Parental.
A parental issue.
Let's go workplace.
I knew it. Mm-hmm. You're so predictable. Mm-hmm. All right, come on.
Okay.
I'm going to say it right now. Quit.
Oh, you know what? No, you know what?
No,
let's go flat
late.
Cest. Let's go flat cest. I do want to hear about flat cest.
Okay, we're in.
Also, I've increasingly understood that people find it funny to talk to me about sex, okay? Because I did Sarah Pascoe and Carrie Ad Lloyd's podcast.
The reading one?
Yeah, and Sarah Pascoe said, we picked a book that has loads of sex in it because we think it'll make you really uncomfortable.
What was it?
I'm a Fan by Sheena Patel. And they were correct.
I love that book.
Yeah, I really liked the book.
Who should I give it to?
Colin Holt and me.
Did you love it?
It was really good.
It was a lot of chat about the old popping it in.
Oh gosh, Andrew, we're going to revert to the workplace probably.
And I find it easier to thumb, but each to their own. Am I right, Nish? We're all having fun.
The catchphrase of this podcast is "We're all having fun," and
it's
easy
nice
to be said whilst making unblinking eye contact.
And patting. Stay. It's on
pace. You're having a nice time. You might not remember, but you are.
All right, Andrew, let's go.
If any sex references come up, I will substitute it for popping it in.
Thank
popping
you so
it
much.
In.
Thank you, Andrew.
Popping it in.
Popping it in or giving it a rub.
This we worked out the other week that like it depends on the size of your clit whether it's a rub or a scrub. Remember I said your mum had because she was like the palm
Helen.
And the
yeah.
Rub or scrub, the new feature on the Hogs.
I rub.
Talk about my mother one more time on this podcast. Go on.
Does your mother listen?
Does she fuck? She has a nice life. She's not ruining it for this. Go on. The woman's almost made it to retirement. She wants to live. Go on.
This is from N.
Okay. Hi, N.
I have a dilemma. I'm currently in my second year of uni and I'm living with five other girls.
Here we go. Gosh.
One of them is my best friend that I met in Freshers Week and we've been
inseparable ever since. Don't think that'll end soon. Sometimes you live with other women when you're 35.
We are so compatible, me and my best friend, in many ways.
Wait, one of the five is her best friend?
Yes. Yeah. We're so compatible in many ways and have bonded over similar secondary school experiences as women who like women and have found great comfort each other in the past year.
Oh, comfort in each other, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon that's code for sex?
Popping it in, yeah. I think they're popping it in for comfort.
I have been slowly developing feelings for her, and I think she may have too. Ooh. She is currently taking a month out of uni due to medical issues, and so has been at home, and I've missed her fiercely, which has made me come to terms with the severity of my crush. Mm-hmm. The main issue is that she is my flatmate, and I'm worried if I tell her how I feel and she doesn't feel the same, it could blow up in my face and make it awkward for everyone involved.
Oh, sorry, blowing up in your face is bad in this context.
Yeah.
Ew! Popping it in. I'm so sweaty, but I'll high five you, tap you. Sorry.
That was the most relaxing high five I've ever participated in.
I was really upsetting to watch, actually.
It's because I'm so warm, because I keep thinking about all the stuff I have to do. Go on.
Would you like to take advice from a woman who's currently overheating due to stress? A woman whose body is cooking her because of admin that she has to do.
That's my life, isn't it?
Oh, dear Catherine.
Sometimes when you talk about dictators, I make shopping lists. Go on!
Don't learn, history will repeat itself. Who said that?
You, just now.
No, it's like a phrase, it's a catchphrase.
Who said that? She doesn't know.
Gandhi, there, I said it. Maybe Gandhi.
Go on.
Maybe Gandhi! It was one of the big boys. For sure.
One of the big ones.
Not physically big, but like big, like you know him.
He was hungry, Ellen.
I'm not saying physically big, woo! Like big as in like you know him, you know?
Yeah.
One of
the
big ones.
It was
Mandela.
Gandhi.
Who was it?
MLK.
George Santayana, the not philosopher
even close.
And writer.
Not even close.
Yeah, not one of the big boys. Yeah. I'm sure he did great work.
A medium gay. Go on.
On the other hand, if we did get together and are flatmates, maybe I'm comfortable with the idea of us dating. On top of all this, she is moving to Japan next year, and so I'll not see her for the whole year.
Mm-hmm. This person is in their second year, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's quite a lot of the year left.
Yeah.
However, as soon as I do graduate, I will not be staying in England. Being Irish, I want to get the hell out as soon as possible.
Old reverse Bohart.
I'm pretty sure that she won't make the first moves, as she knows I am also asexual and may be concerned with making me uncomfortable and is probably unaware that I have feelings for her anyway.
Okay.
Should I ask her out while we're still living together, wait another year until she's back from Japan, or do nothing at all? Help, please. From N.
You've got to say something. You've got to say something.
I think everyone could have predicted Bao was going to say, you've got to say something.
You do. This is going to torture you if you don't. And obviously, yes, it's going to be an awkward conversation and there are so many different caveats to it. But at least find out if it's reciprocated. At least know. Because, like, you know that thing of, like, being in, like, your, like, early 20s or late teens and you really fancy someone, you have the guts to say it, and it just tortures you for ages?
Yeah, it's like...
It drives you mad.
I would say, as somebody who spent most of their late teens to mid-20s in a state of chronic yearning...
Preach.
I would say that is not... I hate to use a phrase that normally is associated with farts, but I'm afraid it's better out than in. It's better out than in.
It took me so long to learn that I did that yearning thing as well. Like, they'll notice, like, there'll be a sign, there'll be a moment, there'll be a thing. And it's just like, just find out. Because when you do say something and you find out, you're able to then do the next thing. Whatever it is, whether it's good or bad, you can process it and move on. And she's a really good friend of yours. And yes, it might be awkward for a little bit, but it won't be forever. It really won't.
Also, a bit of awkwardness is... surely, I would say, better than just constantly like living with your insides balled into a fist.
Yes, yeah. You have to.
I do agree. I would add two addendums.
Yeah.
One.
Do it when all the housemates are there, so it's a group discussion.
No, pop it in the WhatsApp.
House meeting, everyone later. Who do we want to hang out with? And by that I mean date.
Big reveals.
So I guess I have two addendums. The first is, I really think you need to, before you go in, if you're going to keep living together, you have to be sure you're going in with a genuine offer of, just so you know, I respect your right to not feel this way and my friendship will be consistent thereafter. If you can't do that, you don't have any business saying it, because if what you're saying is, you have to date me or I'll ruin your life, basically.
Yeah.
That's such a stressful dynamic.
How romantic, Catherine. Caveats.
Second caveat is that...
I don't know if I want you to marry Sunil or Catherine. It's genuinely hard for me. It's you're operating in two equally unlikely double acts.
I mean... Sunil and I could marry. We'd have a happy life.
He'd drive you mad with Piley.
Oh God! Don't start me. You couldn't do it.
Yeah,
but he wouldn't have it in my house. Mean, I wouldn't put up with it.
I've not put up with it. No, and he's just got piles of shit everywhere.
I'm more authority than you.
I think we need to finish this advice, but we have to return to Piley because I'm genuinely worried. You're talking about
not hemorrhoids.
Fine. Genuinely was concerned that Helen had a fun nickname for one of Sunil's hemorrhoids.
And
I don't think I should be judged for that. I don't think that's my fault.
That's actually the more logical conclusion. I saw your eyes dart and I thought we must clarify.
Sunil does not have a hemorrhoid that Helen has given a nickname to.
No, he has a pile of his crap that he keeps in his bedroom.
Right, 20 Pileys. Is there a Piley in the living room, Piley in the corridor?
Why do we keep saying Piley?
You know? And it's such a good question for us to think about. But my second addendum, this isn't so much a
Star Trek caveat. DVDs, he's 42. What's the plan, man? What's the plan, Sunil? We're not watching them, they're just there. You know, just CEX every other day with like 20 of the lads just like him, just standing in CEX, just off, seen it. Like, what are we doing? What's the plan?
Sunil and I are quite similar men.
Yeah. But we couldn't say that.
Have you ever made a trip into central London just to browse and fop?
Yes.
Yeah, then you're okay. It's such a mental thing to do.
But the thing I was going to say is that I wanted to be honest and say that while I think it's a terrible idea and I would have all the same concerns that you do, if I were you and 22, my solution would be wine. I'd get drunk with her, ideally, and then just sort of say it in a way that felt plausibly deniable when sober, but ultimately would still crush me if she said no, but hopefully would lead to a messy decision that we both regretted to different degrees after. I wanted to be honest about who I am, and who I am would be pouring very big glasses of vino.
A heavy pour.
Yeah.
Old heavy pour Bohart.
I'd also have a friend just who knows you're going to go for it, who you can go stay with that night if you need to.
Great idea.
Sort of like, I don't need to like be in this house tonight, like just in case, and just be like, hey, respect your decision.
But obviously, in that case, don't drive there 'cause of the
wine. I'm going to go to a friend's house just to stay for the night. But like, honestly, this is all coming with love for me, right?
Yeah. But I think the advice is you have to tell this person how you feel, but with the Bohart addendums.
You wouldn't do it, which is so funny. There's no way you'd do
it. No, of course I wouldn't do it. But I'd do what you would do, which is get drunk and blurt it out. But that's, I think, increasingly, as 40 comes into view in terms of my age, I'm 38 now, I'm increasingly starting to believe that you can't solve all your problems by getting drunk and blurting things out.
Well, I'm only 35, so I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm 32 and it's working out great.
I think I'm fine. Thank you so much. Everything's fine.
Fucking just
we had wine
piece
for breakfast.
Shit.
Wow, you don't be a dick. So just
a meal without wine is called breakfast. Why'd you crash her car? No, obviously not. Let's not bring that up again because you won't start blinking again. Okay, thank you so much, Jen. I hope you solved your problem. Yay! MILF Island.
Clap I've ever seen. Hamish, where can people find you online?
You can find me. I'm Mr. Nish Kumar on Instagram and Twitter for as long as that continues to exist.
Yeah.
But I have a podcast called Pod Save the UK, which you can listen to. And also, don't know when this is going to come out.
Go on.
But whenever this is going to come out, at some point, I'm going to have a special, my stand-up show, which is available on Sky. If you have Sky and you live in the UK and Ireland, it's currently available on Sky Comedy. But hopefully, at some point in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be available for everyone to buy. And you can do that on whatever tech platform you get your specials on. Or you can just do it from my website, nishkumar.co.uk.
Fabulous.
Okay, I want to watch that.
Maybe we should set Sunil and Nish up on a play date and you and I could have
No, they
some
already
wine.
Play together.
Yeah, we already like each other.
Do you already hang out?
I would like to hang out with Sunil more often.
I think we live quite
you
close to each other.
You seem like the kind of men who'd be like, I like that guy. I'll do nothing about it for 40 years.
When he used to do his Soho radio show, I used to go in and do it all the time with him and Masood. I loved it. I had a great old time.
That's so cute.
We had a great old time.
Wait, so you'll just do anybody's show?
No, I will do...
Dish Kumar, everybody!
I will do shows for people that I either like or am scared of. Or, in certain cases, both.
What do you mean?
What does that come from?
What do you mean, what does that come from? I like both of you and I'm also quite scared of both of you.
No, you didn't jump. Thank you so much, Dish Kumar! That would have been great. It's like you can try these things, but it doesn't always work out.
I will come on this podcast as many times as you would like.
Yay! Yay! Welcome to the Executive Lounge. We have a new guest today. First, we'd like to say thank you to Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deakin, Oliver Jaco, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, and today's new and special guest, Madeline Quinn. Welcome to the lounge, Madeline. Thank you all for your service and support.
Welcome to the lounge, to our producers. You're not in the executive. You're in a lounge. You're in a lounge, but it's not like...
You're in a sitting room.
Thank you. You're in. You know what? It's another lounge, and you're having a lovely time. Richard Bicknell, L. Richard Bold, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchinson, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker. Oh, my God, Tim and Dom. I wonder if I'll see them this at Birmingham. I must. Please come. David Walker, Rachel R., Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A., Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate, Spencer, Tristan, Liz Fort, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fotz, Emily G. This is amazing. The list is getting longer, but it's a lot
it's
more
so
for me.
It's so nice. Thank you so much.
Dean Michael, Glennis Wood, Stephanie Katlaccia, Sophie Chivers, Mark, Anthony, Carrie Soothy, Sooth. We've
what
never
is wrong with you?
Soothe.
We have figured
Carrie
it.
I know, but I know memory. Charlie A. Thank you to you all.
Thank you all
and
so
enjoy
much.
The lounge.
Truly, thank you so much. Thank you for supporting the podcast. I know sometimes, like today, we're crazy. I'm sad and crazy. But mostly, we have a nice time, don't we, guys?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.